The days before Christmas and those last dashes to the mall. For merchants, another frenzy of selling. But there were no malls in Bethlehem. No lights, no friends. Indeed, Christmas had a humble beginning. This is a special edition of Running to Win, helping us understand what the real cost of Christmas was, especially to Mary, the mother of Jesus. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, join us as Dr. Lutzer concludes a Christmas message on the manger and the sword. Mary is watching Jesus on the cross as he commends her to the care of John.
This is the first indication of the New Testament of surrogate parenting. Very important. What Jesus is saying to John is he's saying, John, take my place. Look after her just as I would look after her. Look after her just as I have been looking after her. Most Bible scholars think that Joseph by now had already died because he just disappears from the pages of the New Testament very early on. And Jesus is saying, John, be to my mother all that I have been to her. Take care of my domestic responsibilities. And you know, isn't that exactly the place where the church is at today with its single parents? Some of you women, single mothers, bless your heart. You need surrogate fathers for those children. Some of you widows need other people's sons to take care of you. And the infirmed and the ill need the care of those who are able to help them and really represent Christ and stand in for him and be all that Jesus would be if he were here physically in the flesh. Some time ago, my wife read to me a story. She pointed it out that she had read about a man who left his wife, lived adulterously, then divorced his wife, married the other woman and had several children by her. And then he realized that he was dying of cancer, and he knew that his wife, his present wife, would never be able to take care of those children. But he remembered that his first wife was such a fervent, loving Christian. He asked her to rear his children that he had by the second marriage. And she did it. She did it, and she said she loved those children as her own. I can almost hear Jesus on the cross saying, woman, behold your children. And again, children, behold your mother. Take my place in the broken, fractured families in America today. Well, Mary was there, and she saw all that. And that's the time when that sword that Simeon predicted would come into her heart. The sword reached its most sensitive target. The very heart of a woman who had to see the Son of God die, the boy she had born, and he dies helplessly, and there are no angels that come to deliver him. And there are no voices out of heaven that prevent the crucifixion. There is nothing but gloom and darkness and pain and anguish. And here she is being told 33 years old earlier, oh, blessed art thou among women. So that's what God's blessings are like. Yeah, exactly. The blessings of God often come wrapped with burdens. And the pain sometimes is very evident in the very good things that God gives us. There is honor and there is often hurt, great hurt. You say, well, Simeon predicted that a sword would pierce Mary's heart, but we don't have that kind of a sword today, do we? Oh, yes, we do. We do. You know, Jesus said a remarkable thing, and you need not turn to the passage, but it is there. I'm not making it up. In the 10th chapter of Matthew, verse 34, he said, behold, I come not to bring peace to the earth, but he said, I come to bring a sword. Wow, that does not seem like a Christmas text, does it? And yet that's the words of Jesus. You see, what Jesus is saying is that because of my coming, homes are going to be divided. He says fathers are going to be divided against their sons and mothers against their daughters, because there are going to be those within a family who accept Christ as Savior, and there are going to be those who reject Christ within the very same family. Now, some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, because you're going to be going home for Christmas and you are going to be with families that are divided. You know Christ as Savior, perhaps, but your parents do not, or it could be the other way around. Families are divided in all kinds of different ways. Some of you right now, you're in a marriage where one of you is a believer and the partner is not a believer. And you know that no matter how much fellowship there is, no matter how good the relationship might be, there is always that knowledge that there is that barrier, because there is one that belongs to Jesus Christ and there is another that does not. And Jesus said, that's why I came. I came to bring that kind of division, because those who are loyal to me are going to be separated from those who do not know me. And Christ divides the human race in two. He divides this congregation in two. He divides our radio audience in two. And there, even on the cross, he did, because on the one hand, there was one person who said, if you're the Son of God, save yourself and then save us. You know, if you're God, do something. Like my wife's boss of 20 years ago when she worked in an insurance company, said, if I ever get to heaven, if I ever see God, I'll say, well, where have you been? Why aren't you doing something? Well, it's part of the human race, the greater part of the human race. But on the other side, there was a man who said, oh, this man is not dying like the rest of us. He said, oh, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, today, you shall be with me in paradise. And even the cross itself divided humanity down the middle. And Jesus said, I come to do that. I want to remind you today of something. That at Christmas time, we emphasize the manger, we emphasize the baby, and some people are so attracted to that kind of a motif. All of us are, because we like babies. We like the helplessness of Jesus. And there's something about us that brings out our sense of protectiveness. Here's a helpless little baby, and here's this helpless little couple that have to run off into Egypt. Well, I want to remind you that that's only part of the picture. The other part of the picture is a Jesus who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and what happens is the crib that we talk about at Christmas turns out to be the cross, and then the cross that we talk about turns out to be the crown. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God of very God. But I also want to remind you that the gift that was given to Mary, the honor that was given to her, was an honor that was stained with pain. But if we could talk to her today and say, Mary, was it worth it? She would say, it's worth it 1,000 times. Just like some of you, you are in pain today. God has given you gifts, and along with those gifts have come heartache, tears, and brokenness. And you say, God, why don't you deliver me? Just like Mary and Joseph having to go into Egypt and to listen to untrue stories, and Mary to have to listen and to see the pain of her son on the cross. But Jesus is there the whole time, the whole time. And the baby in the crib is here today by his Spirit, saying, just as I lived my life with all of its pain and hurt and it was worth it, so you live yours and it will be worth it too. But I do have a question to ask before I end today, and that is, have you personally received him? I mentioned a moment ago that he divides the human race. Have you received him as your own, or is he only a distant figure of history whom you admire, but he's never been your personal Savior, your personal Savior to change you? You know, during the days of the Boxer Rebellion in China, and my wife and I and family were there in 1984, heard many stories of martyrdom. But in those days, there was a cross that was placed by the communists outside of a school. This little cross on the ground, they explained, would be used for this purpose. Those students who were willing to trample on the cross as they walked out of the school would go free. But those Christians who would walk around the cross would be killed, because walking around it indicated their loyalty. The first 8 students that left the classroom walked on the cross, and they were able to go free. A young girl came and knelt and asked God to give her the grace not to step on the cross. She walked around it into a firing squad. And after she did that, nearly 90 other students followed her to their death. Oh, yes, we talk about the baby in the manger. But Jesus, Simeon rather, said, a sword will pierce your heart, that the thoughts of many would be revealed. And the Christ of the cross reveals all of our hearts and where our allegiance really is. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and my friend, I hope you understand that there is so much more to Christmas than simply the Christmas story. Because after all, Jesus is indeed a divider of men, and we think of the pain that Mary went through and what she experienced. You know, sometimes as Protestants, we don't say much about Mary, but she should be honored. It was not an easy calling to bear the Son of God. It was very difficult. As a matter of fact, it seems clear to me from reading the New Testament that she struggled to understand her oldest son. The whole idea that he had to die was something that dawned on her as she began to ponder the scriptures and ponder what he said. So let us honor Mary today, and let us worship her son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, today is Christmas Eve, and in our home, that means that we are going to sit together with our children and grandchilren. We'll read the second chapter of the book of Luke. We'll talk about the Christmas story, and then we will open gifts. Now, maybe in your home, you do that tomorrow. Either way, let us remember that we give one another gifts because it is in honor of the one who gave us such a very, very special gift, the gift of eternal life. I want to say also that we appreciate so much those of you who listen to this broadcast and those of you who support our ministry, the ministry of Running to Win. We are dependent upon your prayers and your involvement. But most of all, today, from my heart to yours, I do want to wish you a blessed Christmas. And I want you to take a new look at Jesus Christ during this Christmas season. I want you to share him with others and give others hope, because Jesus came to save us from our sins.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Today, Erwin Lutzer brought the final portion of The Manger and the Sword, a message about Mary, who paid a great personal price to be the mother of Jesus. Running to Win is all about helping you find God's roadmap for your race of life. Today's Christmas message can be yours on CD, sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about The Manger and the Sword. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.